Thank you. Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends. It's such a great joy that we can worship our true and living God together. So on behalf of the Aruba Alliance Church, we bring greetings to you. So Aruba is one of the mission areas of the Christian and Missionary Alliance in Canada. You, this church, is one of the 430-some Alliance churches in Canada. We are all linked together by a prayer where we proclaim together, O God, with all our hearts, we long for you. Come, transform us to be Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, mission-focused people, multiplying disciples everywhere. So we are united by this prayer and also by the three common passions to be on missions together, everyone, everywhere, and all the time. So I have to say thank you to every one of you because of your loving care, your support, and also your financial giving towards the Global Advance Fund and also our work fund. Because of your partnership, the international workers like us can be sent to reach the least rich people group in different parts of the world. We praise God that over those past few years, there are many short-term teams coming to help us to do ministry and keep moving forward. With those teams, they come and help our regular ministry and also the special outreach program. In addition to doing ministry together, they come to help us do some housework as well. So we are hoping, with God's help, we will set up a church. It's a church for worship, a church for prayer, and also that the church, people can feel God's love on the island. Aruba is a very tiny little island in the Caribbean region, just off coast from Venezuela. It's a Dutch colony, has a population of 110,000, and Chinese would be around 6,000 to 8,000 people there. And it's only one season on the island, which is summer. So it's very, very hot. Like I always say, whenever I come, especially this time of the year, that I step out of the oven and walk in the fridge again. So on the island, that the official language is Dutch because it's a Dutch colony, but the local language is called Papiamento. It's a combination of Dutch, English, Spanish, and Portuguese. However, English is widely spoken. So for our ministry, it would be English and Chinese. Aruba is a tiny island, but the needs still there. Although Aruba is called one happy island, there are lots of beautiful scenery, and people go there for vacation. But on the other hand, there are peoples who are living without hope, living without the motivation, living in despair. So they don't have the life of their living. So some of them, they didn't even hear about Jesus Christ, or they just take Jesus Christ as one of their God. So we are there trying to bring peace and bring the hope among the people group. So we are praying, God, allow us to do ministry there, to reach out not only to Chinese, but also to the local people. So we need your support. We need you to come to help us as well. As I said, the spiritual need on the island is great because with the belief of Jesus Christ, it's still less than 2% of the population. As for Chinese, from our experience, when we were there in 2007, that only 5 believers, and now we have 130. So if we take 7,000 Chinese, it's less than 2%. So more work need to be done. As in our mission purpose statement, it says, developing relationships that produce transformational movements expressed through kingdom communities. Among the most spiritual neglected in Latin America, Caribbean, and beyond. So the needs are there, and the vision is there. We need to act onto those things. On the island, because they're so dry and lots of tropical plant, or the plant which require very little waters, and lots of this kind of thorn trees. When I look at these trees, then I can see that some of the people's life are like that, because they've been entangled by those thorns. There may be some kind of addiction, like gambling, drunkenness, lust, or simply laziness. Only Jesus Christ can set them free and change them to refocus on the main thing of their life. We would like to introduce to them Jesus Christ, because in God's sight, their life are precious. Also, in God, all things are possible. Life can be transformed by Jesus Christ. As we keep on doing the visitation, because people come to church, there are a lot of limitations. So we have to go to the community. Just like in a restaurant, we keep on visiting one of the cooks inside. And after many, many times, he accepted Christ and got baptized. And then he went back to China. And one early morning, I received a phone call from him. He said, "Pastor, I have to talk to you." I said, "Okay, yes, let's talk." Because so early in the morning, usually some kind of bad news. But as he shared his experience, he said, "Pastor, after I came back to my home, I share what Jesus done in my life, share my story to my two sisters. Both of them accepted Christ. He is so happy, and that's why he need to call me and tell me right away." So that's an encouragement to us too. Not seeing that, this fellow accepted Christ and then went somewhere else. But he keep on doing what needs to be done. It helps to testify Jesus Christ still alive. The life-changing process can happen to anyone who are willing to accept. So what we are talking about is our motivation. We all know we need to share the good news. We all know that. We have been talking about it many, many times. As in the Bible verse that we have chosen this morning from the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. And it says, verse 5, "Because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ." Before we proceed further, let's pray. Father, we ask you to speak to us. Give us a good ear and good heart that we understand what you are telling us, and also we can live it out. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I think we have some problem with the slides. So let's carry on until they come up. Let me know when the slide comes up again. Then I can follow again, okay? So every one of us, or most of us, has been on the airplane, right? So before the plane takes off, usually the flight attendants will give a speech on the safety instruction and procedures on how to react when the plane is in trouble. Those are important messages. And as I observed, most of the time, that most of the passengers, they are not listening. They just keep doing their own thing. They thought it's, well, something is not important, or some people say, it never happened. Sometimes we are like that. For the important message about our life, we don't take it seriously. The topic we are talking about today and the passage we are talking about today is not new to us. But let's humble ourselves and learn what God is keep reminding us. God is so good. God is love. God never give up on us. God gave us the commandment. God gave us the mission. As in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 23. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessing. We receive the blessing from God, and we would like to share it. We would like to live it out, that people see, oh, this is good, this is good. I want that too. That's how we do things. With that in mind, of course, we need people willing to do that. Are you one of them? Are you one of them? When we go to share the good news, we have to keep on doing it with lots of hard work, with perseverance, that people can listen and listen and listen again, and then they see your lifestyle, and then they will commit their life to Christ. I want the life like you said. I want the life like you live now. Believe in Christ is to have eternal life, is the gospel. This is the fact. It is so true. Because in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12, it says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. Salvation is found in no one else, only through Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to my Father except through me. Through Jesus Christ, that's the only way we can have our salvation. We can restore the relationship with our Heavenly Father. So now, today as we look at this passage, may God help us, encourage us, keep reminding us that we know there is a gospel mission we have to live with, and we have to live by, we have to live out. To live out the gospel mission is to get involved. We cannot get involved by just sitting here. We have to keep the movement going. We have to participate in whatever role we can participate. So for the first one, we have to remind ourselves is the call. The call. God's call. The call for mission. Witness for Christ is the responsibility of believer of Jesus Christ. That's what we know from the Great Commission in the book of Matthew, chapter 28. It's such a powerful message that it says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. So we have to go and make disciples, which needs some action, needs the participation, need the willingness to serve, need the willingness to go the extra miles. So that's very, very straightforward. And we have to go to make disciples and also teach them to obey everything that I have commanded you. Whatever you learn from me, you pass it on, just like that brother. Whatever he learned in the church, he took it, and do it the same thing at home. That's so powerful. So don't ever underestimate your effort. You're just faithfully doing things, and you can see God's power. because we have been challenged many, many times. Pastor, you have been here for several years, and you can see you lead people to Christ, and people left, going to Holland, going to States, Canada, to China, elsewhere, not staying in Aruba. It's wasting your time. And I said, no, because they carry the mission. They do things on the other places, which I may not be able to go. So that's so powerful. So we have to remind ourselves, we have to go and make disciples. Because of that, we have to remind ourselves, we need to get the motivation back. Do you know there are two actions for believers of Jesus Christ? The first one is you have to take an action to make the decision to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, which is plain and simple. All believers have gone through those. Well, I accepted Jesus Christ, I got this salvation, I got the eternal hope. I know when I leave this earth, I'll be with my Father. But that's only first action. The second part is to live it out, to live out the gospel mission. Have you done that? Have you thought of that? Every one of us accepted Christ, got the path going to heaven. That's part one. Part two is we have to live out our life-changing style. We have to share the good news with others. We have to tell people, I have been changed. You can be changed too through Jesus Christ. You may argue and say that, no, but in the Bible it said that only by faith we can have that. Yes, you are right. From the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, it says, for it is by grace and you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourself. It is the gift of God, not by work, so that no one can be boast. Yes, it is God's gift. Once you accept by faith, you have eternal life, you have the salvation. But keep looking. In verse 10, it says, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. We are branded item. We are famous. We are precious because we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus for what? To do good work. What kind of good work? Which God prepared in advance for us to do. So there's something good for us to do according to God's will. There's something we have to do for God already prepared us to do. We are created with God's image. Our life has eternal value. But we have to live it out. We don't want to just stay here. So what kind of good things? Take a look at the book of Micah. Because God has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? Is four things: to act justly, and to live mercy, and to walk humbly, and the fourth one, with your God. Not just walk by yourself, walk with your God. So God already told us, act justly, love mercy, walk humbly, and with your God. So those are the things we have to remind ourselves we need to gear up and press forward. For sure, salvation is free, but it's not cheap. The only difference is because Jesus Christ already paid for our salvation. We don't have to pay, but it is not cheap because God already paid a hefty price for that. So this is God's calling, the call we have to remind ourselves again. When we become a Christian, God already called us to do the gospel mission because He already prepared for us to do good things. And secondly, is the needs. People need the Lord, people need the good news. People need the salvation, especially nowadays on earth here. What kind of world earth we are living in? It's a corrupt world. It's a confused world. Lots of wrong teaching among ourselves, among the community, and lots of people being confused by those. That's why in the book of Acts, also chapter 2, verse 40 to 42, Peter already encouraged their brothers and sisters, saying that, save yourself from this corrupted generation. So during that time, early church, same thing happened. Nowadays, we experience the same thing. As in the book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 to 15, it already gave us some hints, saying that we need to stand firm on what we believe. Because he said, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. There are a lot of challenges, a lot of temptations. If we are not careful enough, if we are not alert enough, we will fall prey on those bad things. So we have to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Why? Because in this warped and crooked generation, we are living among this kind of people. Then you will shine among them like star in the sky. We bring the light into the darkness. We are going to shine for Jesus Christ because people need the Lord. Last year, I read an article saying that in 2013, January, there is a congregation set up called Sunday Assembly. They are just like us, gathering together, have someone speak an inspirational message, and then they'll sing a song. They even have the mission and vision. The mission is to help everyone find and fulfill their full potential, which is so positive. Their vision is to have a godless congregation in every town, city, and village that wants one. In UK, they set up that kind of organization. And now, today, they already have 50 cities, or 70 cities, actually, in Canada, in States, in UK, in Australia, and in South Africa. So we are living among this kind of people. We are living in this age that we need to discern what is right and what is wrong. So we have to re-emphasize again, Jesus Christ is the only way to restore your relationship with God. Jesus Christ is the only way. It is our responsibility to let people understand Jesus Christ is the only way. The only way to restore the relationship with God. So we need to help people. First, we need to stand firm and live a life according to God's planning. We are all life planner. We all know what financial planner is. Trying to make some investment with your own money and try to retire earlier and retire better. And as a believer of Jesus Christ, we are life planner. Through the grace and power of God, we are helping people to reorganize their life. Whatever mess they are in, that's okay because God can take care of that. God can help you if you are willing. And let them to live a transformed life that they can enjoy the peace, they can enjoy the comfort, they can enjoy the blessing, they can enjoy the vibrancy of life. That's what we like to see. Because life has eternal value. And it is our responsibility to have a missional mind and see the needs of the people, not just saying that I got a pass already, go to heaven, that's enough. No, no, no. Never stop at that. We have to keep moving forward. We have to be my witness. So that's why the third thing I would like you to remind yourself is the responsibility to live out the transformed life. Being the witness of Christ, your life has been transformed. When Jesus Christ and John the Baptist was on earth, they always calling people, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. So time has come to an end. We better do it fast. We better do it while we can. I always encourage people, yes, salvation is free. Only you need to make the decision, say, I do. And that's all you need. Maybe people say that, well, I only need the last 2 seconds. That when people ask me if I'd like to be accept Jesus Christ, I need 2 seconds. I say, I do, and then I can be in the heaven. Yes, that's true, theoretically. But as you go to the end of your lifespan, are you sure you have that 2 seconds? You may not. Accident can happen. You can not even say a word. Even you know you are dying, laying on a bed with all the chips and everything in there, you may not be able to speak. When a brother and sister come to you, do you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord? You say, I what? And then you pass away. Then you lost the chance. So don't wait too late. Make the decision while you can. You won't be disappointed. So I would like to encourage you to do more, to act more, to be more positive. Don't set your own limitation. It's not whether you're able or not, but it is about whether you are willing or not. If you are willing, you can do more things. Here are five. Are you willing with heart? You have the desire to seize all the opportunities and do it willingly, and willing to go wherever God sent you. It may be a foreign land for you. It may not be as comfortable, but through those experiences, your faith will be strengthened. And also, you can see God's mighty power in a broader prospect and broader perspective. Secondly, is willing to try. We may not have 100% sure it could be successful, but keep trying. Because once you learn that things won't work, you move forward. Just like the inventor of the light bulb, Edison, he said, I found out 100 unsuccessful methods, but he keep working. That's why we can enjoy the outcome of his invention. So don't give up, keep trying. And the third one is keep willing to learn. Learn something, upgrade yourself, get some training. But one thing you need when you learn things is you have to be humble. You have to be humble. Don't think that I know everything, I know most of the thing, I'm more senior, then I don't have to learn it. No, no. Willing to learn is part of the process of maturity. And the fourth is willing to persevere. And because our goal is to reach people for Christ and share God's blessing with them. Some people may discourage you. Some people may misunderstand you. Some people may even accuse you doing the wrong thing, which may not be true. But that's okay. We keep doing. Use your perseverance. Think about Jesus Christ when he's here. He's been despised. He's been, like, getting all those bad things happen to him. And people even look down on him. From Nazareth, what good thing can that be? But Jesus Christ keep doing. That's what we have to learn from him. And the fifth one is willing to partner. Every one of us have different gifts and talent. We have to partner together that we can serve better. The strength complement the weakness. So that's how we are as a big family. So we need to do it in unity, because the bad guy is trying to disrupt us, trying to stir us that to affect our unity. That's the tactics. So from the people in the church of Philippians, Paul encouraged them. Paul knows them, they are doing good things, because your partnership in the gospel from first day until now, which means that keep doing it, not changing, but face the challenge and overcome it through the power of God. So keep doing it because it is the right thing to do. And because they have confidence in this, and they can do it because God already began with the good work in us. So we have to do it in unity, because we have a common goal, is to share the good news with others, share our life with one another. We forgive one another. That's an amazing thing. It's counteract with the world will nowadays. We're not talking about forgiveness, most people. If they do a bad thing, I'll do even worse to him. But God told us to do it differently. We have to forgive. We have to work together and get things done, because those are good work. Keep doing it until the day of Jesus Christ, until the time when Jesus comes back again. People may challenge you. Well, you guys always say Jesus Christ is going to come back. Now it's so many years, still not here. And then you can encourage them and ask them, because God is so loved every one of us. You haven't been accepted Jesus Christ yet. God is waiting for you. So that's why he never come back, because he's giving us more chance. So in unity, we can do big things. As in Ephesians chapter 4, be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Make every effort. Unity is hard to keep, but it's possible to keep if we are willing and work together for that. So the calling is here. The needs are here. The responsibility is on us. Jesus Christ already told us that I am sending you. I am sending you. It's continuously doing it. So we need someone to work. We need someone to testify. We need someone to go to places to reach out to the people. So the same mission has been all along. It's nothing new to every one of us. It's just we haven't been faithful enough. We haven't been doing as what we call to do. So let's see it now today. The needs are still here. The needs are still great. It's all up to us. We should live it out and respond to the calling of God, not just calling the pastor or church leaders. Every one of us are getting involved. And we can, in unity, to testify, to share our life with other people. Not only in the Caribbean region. As you can see on your right-hand side, there are lots of places. We don't even know how to pronounce the name of that place. And there are people there, and people hasn't heard any good news. So if God calling you to do something, don't resist. The needs are still there. Do you see it? Do you hear it? In a world, even a greater place. Every follower of Jesus Christ must live out the commission, witness for Christ, in unity to bring the good news to salvation to the people. Do you want to join us? Let's pray. Father, we are so thankful because of your patience. You allow us to do many things. You allow us to try many things. We are so thankful that you take care of us. Have mercy on us. We ask you to remind us we have a mission to do. We would like to carry on the movement that more people can be blessed. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, Pastor Gabriel,
before you step off, or maybe not. Okay. You know, I guess we're out of time. Would you like to give the benediction for us? And then.
Okay, let's rise and receive the benediction from God. May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your soul and body and spirit be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, from now to eternity. Amen.